Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, August the 29th, 2011. And today I'm continuing on with this seven-part series that I do believe is very inspiring, but also in light of the conditions and situations in our world today, I think this series is very timely. And once again, if you want to listen to the first podcast in this series to get a little bit of background, there's a link down below on this page that'll take you to the first decision. So, here we go now with the fifth decision. It's the joyful decision. Today, I will choose to be happy. Beginning this very moment, I am a happy person, for I now truly understand the concept of happiness. Few others before me have been able to grasp the truth of the physical law that enables one to live happily every day. I know now that happiness is not an emotional phantom floating in and out of my life. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is the end result of certain thoughts and activities, which actually bring about a chemical reaction in my body. The reaction results in a euphoria, which, while elusive to some, is totally under my control. Today, I will choose to be happy. I will greet each day with laughter. Within moments of awakening, I will laugh for 7 seconds. Even after such a small period of time, excitement has begun to flow through my bloodstream. I feel different. I am different. I am enthusiastic about the day. I am alert to its possibilities. I am happy. Laughter is an outward expression of enthusiasm, and I know that enthusiasm is the fuel that moves the world. I laugh throughout the day. I laugh while I'm alone, and I laugh in conversation with others. People are drawn to me because I have laughter in my heart. The world belongs to the enthusiastic, for people will follow them anywhere. Today, I will choose to be happy. I will smile at every person I meet. My smile has become my calling card. It is, after all, the most potent weapon I possess. My smile has the strength to forge bonds, break ice, and calm storms. I will use my smile constantly. Because of my smile, the people with whom I come in contact on a daily basis will choose to further my causes and follow my leadership. I will always smile first. That particular display of a good attitude will tell others what I expect in return. My smile is the key to my emotional makeup. A wise man once said, "I do not sing because I am happy. I am happy because I sing." When I choose to smile, I become the master of my emotions. Discouragement, despair, frustration, and fear will always wither when confronted by my smile. The power of who I am is displayed when I smile. Today I will choose to be happy. I am the possessor of a grateful heart. In the past, I have found discouragement in particular situations until I compared the condition of my life to others less fortunate. Just as a fresh breeze cleans smoke from the air, so does a grateful heart remove the cloud of despair. It is impossible for the seeds of depression to take root in a thankful heart. My God has bestowed upon me many gifts, and for these I will remember to be grateful. Too many times I have offered up the prayers of a beggar, always asking for more and forgetting my thanks. I do not wish to be seen as a greedy child, unappreciative and disrespectful. I am grateful for sight and sound and breath. If ever in my life there is a pouring out of blessings beyond that, then I will be grateful for the miracle of abundance. I will greet each day with laughter. I will smile at every person I meet. I am the possessor of a grateful spirit. Today, I will choose to be happy. Well, that's number 5, and coming up next time, the forgiving heart. Wait till you hear that one. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.